Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you very much for University of Texas Law School for inviting me. I was telling Chris earlier, I participated in a panel in Austin earlier this year on UT Law School had a renewable energy conference, and that was actually really interesting. So glad to be back. I'm sorry I missed the panel discussion on emails. That probably would have been actually very helpful the way things are going in D.C. these days. I was going to talk a little bit about a couple of policy issues, but I want to talk about FERC in general. And I think it's probably true of everyone in this room, obviously, is working some form or another in the energy industry. And I was thinking about working at FERC and how fortunate I am to have the job that I do at this particular time. I think everyone recognizes clearly that the technological advancements that have occurred over the last 10, 15 years that continue to occur on a very rapid basis, whether it be renewable energy, energy storage, certainly fracking, all sorts of technological developments have changed things dramatically. And that makes it very interesting, and I can guarantee you there's never a dull moment at FERC on these issues and many others involving those technologies. I think it's also an interesting time, not just because of the technological developments and everything that's gone on, but just obviously a lot of talk about climate change these days, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in a bit. But everything that we do in the energy industry has a significant impact on at least U.S. emissions and arguably an impact on climate change. And it's just, again, it's kind of interesting to be at this particular point. You know, FERC is not an environmental regulator. That's, at least at the national level, that's left up to the EPA and several other agencies. But one thing I noticed early on in my tenure is that almost everything we do has a pretty significant impact on the U.S. industry in terms of emissions and so on. And there's always an undercurrent of climate change and everything that's going on. And certainly what I'm going to talk about today, I'll kind of try to bring that together. And also, I mentioned the issues are interesting, but they're also increasingly contentious. And, you know, FERC has primarily been considered it's mostly referred to as a sleepy little agency. At least it's been referred to that in the past. And for the most part, outside of a couple instances you could think about over the last 30 or 40 years, it's been pretty much a sleepy agency. The commission does its job. Even though there are members, there are commissioners of essentially both Democrats and Republicans, always by law that's required, and it's always been the case. But it's been very much, for the most part, a nonpartisan agency, and the commissioners have gotten along pretty well, and the vast majority of orders have traditionally gone out on non-party line votes, essentially bipartisan votes or nonpartisan votes. That's starting to change a little bit for a variety of reasons, one of which is, and I think you all know it here, is that as we talk about the changes, the technological changes and the changes in markets and so on, these issues are just getting much more contentious. The issues that we deal with at the federal level are definitely much more contentious. And I actually I sat through part of the first panel this morning discussing what was going on in D.C. from a regulatory perspective. I had to leave, unfortunately, because they were talking about some matters that arguably are ex parte and I'm not allowed to hear about. So I just walked out. But in the part that I was there, I saw I was listening to some of the discussion, and they mentioned how I dissented on this, and I dissented on that, and I dissented on this, and I have dissented quite a bit, a lot more than I had expected to do when I first got to FERC. But as I mentioned, these issues are not necessarily cut and dry issues that we deal with that I think the commission used to deal with. And so, again, I think there are a lot of folks in the industry, some in the newer technologies, some that are working in some of the more traditional technologies, and the more traditional technologies are clearly trying to fight to keep their turf, and the newer technologies are fighting to get a piece of that pie, so to speak, to use another analogy. And that's causing a lot of conflict, and a lot of those difficult issues are presented to us. And secondly, I think maybe some of the atmosphere at FERC, which is a little more tense than probably it traditionally has been, is really related to, I think, in large part, what's going on in Washington, D.C. in general. And it's not, you know, whether it be tweets that each commissioner sends out, you know, we're reflecting obviously other folks that send out tweets. But there's just an atmosphere. There's clearly an atmosphere. It's much more difficult atmosphere, contentious atmosphere than there had been before. And I think FERC, in some ways, is just reflective of that. And then I think lastly, we have had a lack of stability at the commission. At FERC, you have to have at least three commissioners to make a quorum. We have five, supposed to have five total. We actually currently only have three. For a while there, when President Trump first came into office, one of the commissioners, they only had three at that time, too. One of the commissioners left, and they were without a quorum for a number of months. And so they finally got a quorum, and then they had three, and then they had five. So we had full five-member commission. And then one commissioner announced he was leaving. He decided to go back to the private sector. Another commissioner, our chairman, tragically grew ill and then eventually passed away. And you know, we replaced one of those commissioners, not the other. And then Commissioner LaFleur, who I'm sure many of you, if not all of you, know, such an institution at FERC, been there a long time. She, for a variety of reasons, decided to leave at the end of August.